Om Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings, warm welcome to Radio Sai Global Harmony for today's Thursday Live, coming to you straight from the abode of Holy Peace, Prashanthi Nilayam. Well, you are tuned to Radio Sai's Asia stream, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. And this is a segment, Service, Love in Action. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And as always, I am joined by Brother Sunil, who will be helping me in playing the files, audio files from audio console. So, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony, the heart and soul of everybody. Well, dear listeners, today is 24th of October and the time right now in our studio is 13 minutes past 11 a.m. And it's a fine and wonderful weather here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. In fact, from last 2 days, it has been almost raining continuously. Well, for Bhagwan's University and schools, the holidays have started which will be for about 2 weeks. So all the boys and girls have gone to their respective native places and they'll be back after 2 weeks. This is the winter vacation. So as I said in the beginning, this is a segment, Service, Love in Action. In fact, dear listeners, if you are there with me last week, you'll be aware that I had played for you a conversation with the members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization from the Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. And in that, they had shared with us about the various activities, service activities, that Bhagwan's devotees are involved in Madhya Pradesh, and also about the Prashanthi Seva that the Sevadars from Madhya Pradesh come to Prashanthi Nilayam rendering the service here for about a fortnight. So today in this segment, we will be talking about the wonderful relief and rehabilitation work done by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization during one of India's worst natural disasters that happened in Uttarakhand this year in the month of June. So in the month of June this year, a cloud burst centered on the North Indian state of Uttarakhand caused devastating floods and landslides in the country's worst natural disaster since the year 2004, tsunami. Well, though some parts of Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Delhi and Uttar Pradesh in India, some regions of western Nepal and some parts of western Tibet also experienced heavy rainfall, over 95% of the casualties occurred in Uttarakhand only. Well, as of 16th July this year, according to figures provided by the Uttarakhand government, more than 5,700 people were presumed dead. This total includes 934 local residents. Destruction of bridges and roads left about 100,000 pilgrims and tourists trapped in the valleys, leading to 3 of the 4 Hindu Chardham pilgrim sites. The Indian Air Force, the Indian Army and paramilitary troops evacuated more than 100,000 people from the flood-ravaged area. Now, what was the origin of this disaster? From 14th to 17th June this year, the Indian state of Uttarakhand and adjoining area received heavy rainfall, which was about 375% more than the benchmark rainfall during a normal monsoon. This caused the melting of a glacier called Chorabari Glacier at the height of 3,800 meters and eruption of the Mandakini River, which led to heavy floods near Gobind Ghat, Kedar Dom, Rudraprayag district, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh and western Nepal, and acute rainfall in other nearby regions of Delhi, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and some parts of Tibet. The upper Himalayan territories of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand are full of forests and snow-covered mountains and thus remain relatively inaccessible. They are home to several major and historic Hindu and Sikh pilgrimage sites besides several tourist spots and trekking trails. Heavy rainfall for 4 consecutive days as well as melting snow aggravated the floods. Warning by the Indian Meteorological Department predicting heavy rains were not given wide publicity beforehand, causing thousands of people to be caught unaware, resulting in huge loss of life and property. In the city of Dehradun, capital of Uttarakhand, this was the wettest June day for over 5 decades. Well, according to Wikipedia, let me brief you about the death and damage caused. So landslides due to the floods damaged several houses and structures, killing those who were trapped. The heavy rains resulted in large flash floods and massive landslides. Entire villages and settlements such as Gaurikund and the market town of Rambada at transition point to Kedarnath have been obliterated, while the market town of Sonprayag suffered heavy damage and loss of lives. Pilgrimage centers in the region, including Gangotri, Yamunotri, Kedarnath and Badrinath, the hallowed Hindu Chardham pilgrimage centers, are visited by thousands of devotees, especially after the month of May onwards. So over 70,000 people were struck in various regions because of damaged and blocked routes. People in other important locations like the Valley of Flowers, Rup Kund and the Sikh pilgrimage center Hem Kund were stranded for more than 3 days. National Highway 58, an important artery connecting the region, was also washed away near Jyotirmath and in many other places. Well, because summers have more number of tourists and the number of people impacted was substantial. For more than 3 days, stranded pilgrims and tourists were without rations and survived on little food. The roads were seriously damaged at more than 450 places, resulting in huge traffic jams, and the floods caused many cars and other vehicles to be washed away. In fact, on June 18th, more than 12,000 pilgrims were stranded at Badrinath, the popular pilgrimage center located on the banks of the Alaknanda River. Rescuers at the Hindu pilgrimage town of Haridwar on the river Ganga recovered bodies of 40 victims washed down by the flood rivers as of 21st June this year. While bodies of people washed away in Uttarakhand were found in distant places like Bijnor, Allahabad and Bulandshahr in Uttar Pradesh. In fact, search for bodies who died during the extreme natural fury of June in Kedar Valley continued for several months, and even as late as September 2013, about 166 bodies were found in highly decomposed state during fourth round of search operations. Now the damage caused in the town Kedarnath itself is huge. Although the Kedarnath temple itself was not damaged, its base was inundated with water, mud and boulders from the landslide, damaging its perimeter. Many hotels, rest houses and shops around the temple in Kedarnath township were destroyed, resulting in several casualties. Most of the destruction at Kedarnath was caused by a sudden rapid melting of ice and snow at the Kedarnath mountain, which is 6 kilometers from the temple, which flooded the Charbari Lake and then Kedarnath. Well, the temple was flooded with water, resulting in several deaths due to drowning and panic-driven stampede. The Uttarakhand government announced that due to the extensive damage to the infrastructure, the temple will be temporarily closed to regular pilgrims and tourists for a year or two, but the temple rituals will still be maintained by priests. Even after a week, dead bodies had not been removed from Kedarnath town, resulting in water contamination in the Kedarnath valley, and villagers who depend on spring waters suffered various types of health problems like fever, diarrhea. When the flood receded, the satellite images showed one new stream at Kedarnath town. So this natural fury caused lot of destruction and damage to the state of Uttarakhand. The relief work was done by many governmental and non-governmental organizations. the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization also immediately sprung into action. So, in today's segment, we will be talking about the work, the relief and rehabilitation work done by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the victims of this natural disaster. So, at the very outset, let's listen to the All India President, Mr. V. Srinivasan, briefing this disaster. So, I'll be playing for you a recorded telephonic conversation, a clip of a recorded telephonic conversation, which was recorded on 8th of June, 2013, this year. So, in this, Mr. V. Srinivasan, the All India President of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, will be briefing us about this natural disaster.
Flood started on the 17th of June with tremendous unexpected disaster of a fury which was never experienced in recent times. And it was something that, you know, it's in a part of India which we do not associate with these kind of disasters. We have come across earthquakes, we have come across tsunamis, we have come across fire, but we have also had floods in Odisha. But not in a sort of a constricted area like it has happened in Uttarakhand. And we immediately, through the Satsai organization of Uttar Pradesh and Uttaranchal, because now called Uttarakhand, we have a common state president who heads both these states. We had a close discussion and said that, look, we need to immediately mobilize relief. And I must say to their credit that they had already started even before we had this conversation. And as usual, the target was on all these people who had got stuck, the pilgrims. In thousands of them in different parts, you know, this is the time for the Char Dham Yatra. And they were stuck in different places. And we were wanting to help them with food, blankets, etc. But one special problem which was there and which is still there in Uttarakhand is that of access. You know, the mountainous topography with limited roads, which of course have all got washed off. But even in the best of times, the roads were quite narrow and not really suited for large traffic. And the government was paralyzed. You know, they did not know what to do. And the first thing they did was to restrict access for everybody. So they would not even allow the Satya Sai organization volunteers to go, even if they wished to go by foot carrying relief materials. They started to put restrictions on them. Wonderful work which has been done by the Army and the Air Force. I think the largest airlift for rescue operations in recent history has been successfully executed by the Defense Forces, many of whom have risked their lives. Quite a few died, you know, we had crashes and they died. Because as you know, the weather conditions are very fickle and this is the monsoon season. And you have not only heavy rain, you have severe fog, you have strong winds, and particularly blowing through narrow valleys. So the access which people use, even by helicopter, is as if you're flying through a chimney with a strong wind blowing from side to side. And I must say to the credit of our Jawans that they have done a magnificent job. And if they had not been involved, I do not know where this disaster would have gone. What we did was that we established a liaison with the defense forces and got some permission to move into certain areas. And this helped our volunteers to carry relief materials to those who were afflicted. In the first part, our attention was on the pilgrims, and we wanted to serve them not only where they were stranded, but later we found that these pilgrims were those who had been evacuated. They were also stuck in the Jolly Grant airport, in the bus station at Rishikesh, and in the railway station at Haridwar, because the pressure of the people was far more than what could be accommodated by the available means, whether it is aircraft, buses or railways. So immediately we set up relief camps at these three places, at the airport. We set it up in the bus station and also outside the railway station.
So, dear listeners, that was the All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization briefing us about the natural disaster that happened in Uttarakhand. So, he told us about the problems faced by all the contribution of the Indian Air Force and the immediate relief activities by the members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. In fact, dear listeners, later in the month of September, I had a detailed conversation with the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for the state Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand, Mr. Raju Chopra, and also with three members of the Sai Organization who were involved in the relief activities. So today I'll be playing for you the conversation, the clips of the conversation with these members. So to begin with, let's listen to Mr. Raju Chopra talking us about again the disaster. So let me just briefly introduce Mr. Raju Chopra about his professional career. He is the chairman of Alliance Industrial Marketing, dealing in JCB earth moving and construction equipment in central and eastern Uttar Pradesh, and chairman of Sai Auto Innovations, dealing in Ashok Leyland commercial vehicles. So let's listen to Mr. Raju Chopra, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization for Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand.
See, we started this activity soon after the floods broke in. The first phase was when we had these victims of the flood who had survived and whom the army had pulled out on the helicopters and brought them to the Jolly Grant airport in Dehradun. So the first thing we did was that we had to take care of these people when they came out of the airport. Mm. And plus we had these hundreds of relatives who had also come there to look for their kith and kin. Yes. So of course, besides the fact that they were under tremendous emotional stress because they were not able to get any information as to whether their relatives were even alive, but also the fact that they had to be constantly outside the airport gate because these evacuation process was going on virtually through the day. Mm. So they had to be taken care of in terms of food, in terms of water, and also a lot in terms of emotional support.
Yes.
Because they had no clue what was going to happen. And at times, as my brothers will just tell, it was really something which one has to be there to see what they went through, these relatives. Mm. So that was the first step. Secondly, once the water has started receding, although the rains had not stopped, but we immediately went into relief activity mode. And our first activity which we did was for 100 relief packets which was put in by the Seva Dal of Uttarakhand. They put together these packets and they were carried into the interior areas. Of course, at that time we couldn't go very much in because the roads were still very, very bad. Mm. But then we have had two other relief activities after that, in which with every activity we have tried to go as deep into the affected areas as possible. And now these relief camps are going on a regular basis. And now with the monsoons now receding and the roads as and when they get made, we can go deeper and touch those lives who have virtually till date not received any relief, either from the government or from any private organization. What is very heartening to know is that wherever we have gone, there have been areas where virtually they have been neglected from all sides. These people, the villagers whose houses have been washed away, whose families have been totally, they have no clue where they are. It's both a physical as well as an emotional turmoil that they're going through. So when we go there, we have the most amazing kind of experiences, which my brothers will also share with you in a while. Now, what we have done so far is that we have done whatever can be done in the form of giving physical relief, whether it is food or shelter. And of course, the shelter is still very temporary. But what we are trying to take it forward is, as respected AIP sir also said, is that we have put in proposals with the government to build these houses, these prefab houses. And recently he has also guided us to go in for government schools which have been washed away, try to rebuild them with better quality material. And we are waiting for the government to give their approval. And as soon as that comes, we are ready. The funds are ready. The material is ready. Everything is ready. The moment we get the go-ahead, we'll immediately go into it. Our only concern is that the winter is setting in. And we don't have much time. So before the temperature hits sub-zero, we need to have at least some kind of relief available to these villagers. Now, like Srinivasanji had said, that some of them are not ready to move out of that place in spite of all these hardships that they are facing because of their land being there and also the agricultural land being there. So they feel that once they move out, they might lose that land. So that is why they continue to be there. They continue to live in those hardships with virtually no shelter on their head. And even the food is coming only what is provided in the form of, you know, relief from various organizations. So this is the status as of now. And we are hopeful that we will receive the government approval to start doing what we want to do. Till that time, these relief activities will continue. And we are already on way to plan our next activity, which should be happening within the next 1 week or so. So what we are doing is that whenever we go, we carry, besides the relief material, we are carrying Swami's picture and Vibhuti. And behind that picture is contact numbers of our Seva Dal, the in charges, Dr. Kishori Lal, Colonel Yogen, Tushar, everybody's number is there. So whenever some people come to know that these people have to be contacted through these Swami's photographs, they immediately call them up and they give them the information that this is what is required. What we try to do, and I think this is what makes us different from so many other organizations that are working there, besides the fact that we are reaching in places where nobody else is going, we are identifying people and we are identifying what exactly is required by these people. You see, because a lot of things are coming in. There are organizations and organizations who are putting in, but most of them is things which they don't really require.
Okay.
So people are making their own assessments that probably this would be required and they're sending it in huge quantities. But they are lying waste there.
Proper planning is not there.
Not there because they don't have information. And with Swami's grace, because of these pictures of Swami that we have distributed wherever we have gone, people are calling us. Even the government people are wanting to take the support from the Sai organization because they know that what we are doing is solid work. And it's not just for show, it's not for getting publicity. So that is the difference. So, and as these relief camps are proceeding, we are going further in and we are providing the material which with Swami's grace we have come to know is what is actually required.
So that was Sri Raju Chopra, the state president of Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization for Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. And he told us about the initial relief activities and rehabilitation program for the victims of the disaster in Uttarakhand. And he also briefed us about the future plans of Sai organization for the victims there. So this conversation was recorded on 27th of September this year. In fact, on that day, I had recorded conversation with the three other members of the Sai organization. So as Mr. Raju Chopra said, as of that day, the members of the organization had gone thrice to the affected area for relief activities. So right now let's listen to Ms. Dr. Kishori Lal telling us about the experience of the members of the organization when they had gone for the first time to the affected area in the first week of July. So Dr. Kishori Lal is MSc PhD working in OIL and Natural Gas Commission as a chief chemist and presently is posted at headquarters at Dehradun. He joined Sai organization in the year 1997 and presently he is the zonal coordinator in Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for Uttarakhand. So Dr. Kishori Lal will tell us about the situation and his experience and the challenges faced and the divine intervention of Bhagwan when they had gone for the first time to the affected area in the first week of July.
My loving Sai Ram to all of you. We wanted to go to the villages first week of July, but prior to first week, we actually our state coordinator and trust convener, we and other office bearers, we had to decide that where we have to go actually. This was because initially the roads were blocked and we have to target the area where we can safely reach. Safely means we can whatever materials we want to give them, the roads should be clear, first thing. So what we did in the first week, when our state President Aji Chopra ji and trust convener Shri Ravish Khanna ji and other officers, we met at Rishikesh to decide what to procure and how to procure, what are the material is required. So this is what we have done, because it's not only that we have decided only that, but we have a contact in the villages. We have requested them kindly tell us what materials really required and which are the area where we have to go. So these things actually it took around, and due to heavy rain, we have on the first week we have procured the material and assemble point was made Sri Satya Sai School Rishikesh, where we have just assembled whatever goods and we have also seen that blankets began to purchase and whatever items it is required, we have made jot out the list and what is required only we have procured those items. And just waiting for the, just when the, this roads will be clear or we can reach to the place. So it took one complete week. Even then, when we moved to this first visit, that day this declaration was from the...
Heavy shower was
there and the schools were remained closed. For 2 or 3 days, the school was remained closed. And in that condition, that was the, again, Swami miracles. When we started at 4 o'clock from Dehradun, because there we were having some lights and other materials kept at Dehradun. We started from Dehradun and we want to reach to first Rishikesh, where we have hired the trucks and all materials were there. When we started, it was totally heavy rain. And we were interesting, we have understood that we are not reaching to up to Rishikesh also. But Swami miracle, as we moved from just our Sri Satya Sai Center, Dehradun, to Rishikesh, the heavy rains stopped.
Okay. And it was almost
stopped,
clear.
Clear, and it was almost clear, and we could reach to Rishikesh, where our trucks and other 2-3 other sevadars were waiting there.
With this team,
and they were waiting there, and just we have loaded the goods, and just immediately we started from there. As soon as we are reaching, the rains were stopping. Swami was always, we are feeling Swami presence with us. Then next, the area is Srinagar, where most of the things, actually this is the area where lot of properties and houses, and it was just damaged. There also divergence there. Nobody was allowed by the Srinagar because it's the shortest route. Srinagar, we have to take a long route. When we reached there in Srinagar, we requested, the police personnel were there, and we requested, can we go this side? Earlier, people were told us, you cannot come by Srinagar because a lot of roads are not clear. But as soon as we reached there, they told us, sir, you can go, just road is open. So this is a Swami only, every times you see. Then in Srinagar, then we reached to Rudraprayag. Rudraprayag, because as Yogendra ji from the army, is Colonel Yogendra ji with us, and he, we have already contacted their 6th regiment where he worked there, and we also took their suggestion in Rudraprayag. Sir, which are the area where we have to go? Kindly suggest us. And they have shown that these are the area because people have not gone this same. We have yesterday covered another part of that side. So wherever you have you are going, it is a really area where really you should go. And then we started from there. The area which earlier we have decided, because roads were stuck, so we have took a very long route. That is a Mon Khalon area where we have to stay, and it is 7,000 feet height.
Okay.
And we reached around 8:30 there in the night. Very chilly season was there, and whatever sevadar were we with us, we just requested their local people that for local arrangement, and we stayed in the night. And in the night, another whole night heavy rain. Then it was very difficult how we will distribute this actually this items whatever we are carrying, how we will distribute to the villages. Because it is not possible that we will be able to distribute. Again, we pray Swami. After taking breakfast and local whatever people have, we could do something after breakfast. When we are praying, Swami, Swami, how we will go, because heavy rain, we cannot cross this area. You will be surprised, sir, that rain stop.
Okay.
And there some 6 and 7 families. Mon Khal, it is in Chamoli district. That Mon Khal area, some survivors, we have visited their houses. And one news was published in Dainik Jagran, that is a local newspaper in Dehradun, that two girls, they lost young brother in...
The only person earning member.
And the two girls and one young boy. And the girl's marriage was decided on the this November itself, which is happened to be this November. And nobody is in the family to look after them. Immediately, because we were making all the contacts earlier, prior to move that area, and we requested if the girls can come, or if they are not able to come, then we will go to that village. But in the morning, we saw that because that those girls came to us, and we have distributed the goods, whatever things we were having, but it's a very small, these things. What we have decided, that we have told the local people, Judge Dr. Yogendra Negi ji, who is the professor, and he is also resident of nearby that area, Chandrapuri, which is the most affected part. We requested them, sir, the whole arrangement will be bear by the our organization for this marriage of these two girls. And the small boys, we also asked that if you, we have noted down his name, that we will be giving him education as directed by our seniors from the organization. We want to bring him to Rishikesh. So these are still, we are making those lists. Then the girls were very happy when tears were in their eyes, when I saw that these type of things, because we could not offer anything. We could not understood the, what to do. Because seeing there this thing that they have lost, and how to, but Swami helped in that matter, because we could just talk to that those young girls and console them. This Swami only, because we were so much, everybody was so upset, and everybody was not understanding that what we are doing. See, they have lost this thing, and we are bringing this. But we have told that this is the Swami Prasad.
Yes.
You are a part of our family. This is not this, we are giving this thing and we are doing something. But this, you are a part of our family. Just for that purpose, we have reached you. So like that, we have covered 6 families.
Okay.
In that different areas, which people have not gone to that area, because it is a very high height. And next, the road which I am telling, which I have to cover, it was totally stuck. So that is why we have to take a long route. Then we reached to Chandannagar area, where there really the situation become very, very difficult for all of us. What happened, actually, two persons, actually they were called to take this small token of love which was given by Swami. They were asked to contact us, and of course both the persons came there, and they have lost their 18 or 19 years boys. Both the people they have lost, because they have gone after clearing intermediate, they have gone for the earning money for further educations. So they were there in the Kedar Valley, and they have lost their two young sons. So when we were talking to them, then really it was everybody, we could not dare to how to talk and what to talk.
Our emotional support, they appreciated.
We have prayed, Swami, Swami, please do something for us, because we cannot think of what to do. Swami, really, we just try to give the Swami photo and Vibhuti, which they have taken, and console them. See, whenever, whatever we can do little bit, this is our address. This is our phone numbers. This is not that we are coming only first time. We will again and again, we will be in your contacts. So this is a small token of love which we want to share with you. As a humanity, we have made to, because we have seen that, we have come to know this is a big devastation. You have lost your young sons. So we have come, and please accept this Swami Prasad. The next, the area which was targeted, actually, that was the Chandrapuri. Chandrapuri has two parts. Another part which we have covered, earlier army has covered, and we were the first person reached there. So we have already informed that in advance, because making all the arrangements, doing the surveys through this Sikh regiments and our own sources. When we reached, we wanted to reach, one area is there in Chandrapuri, that is a Bhaktulidhar. That is the minimum where we can, this transportation, we can provide the transportation. From there, where people are, this Chandrapuri, that is 1, 2 and 3 kilometers down from the roadsides.
So when you reach there, sir, what was the condition of the victims?
Sir, we see today, we cannot imagine that there will be any houses or anything, because it is totally washed up.
Okay.
Totally washed up. And when we want to reach to that place, this is the morning, what happens in the meanwhile, between Karnsil and this Bhaktulidhar, again, because we were having a big trucks, it just stopped there, because due to narrow road. Slippery, roads were so slippery, even our small vehicle which we are going through, this Innova we have taken, and we were traveling through this. So this Innova helped us really. And the earlier we had a discussion with our army jones, that we requested them that, okay, we have stuck here, can you help us? So with the help of Colonel Saab, we have just arranged, and those people, they came for our help, and our small vehicle. So then we have shifted unloaded this truck.
We have transshipped it to these small vehicles.
Small vehicles. The jawan also helped us, and our sevadal, and with the local people. We have requested, because we have to go to this Bhaktulidhar, which is a nearby area, where people were already waiting for our this thing to come. So then finally we reached, and that time around, it's just evening time. I mean, 3 or 4 o'clock we reached there, after this transportation and bad condition of the roads. And even when we are going, our just small vehicles, just we were pushing. And then somehow we cleared this thing, and we could reach the Bhaktulidhar, where we have to make the distribution. So people were already there, and the government, one part they have done very nicely here, because they have issued some identification card to them. So, okay, they are the real victims. And by seeing that, we have distributed, we have gone with the tents, we have gone with the solar lights, which was really required, because totally washed up. They were not having any shelters. They were not having any things to eat. So we have taken foods and utensils they were not having. So we have taken everything, bucket and blanket also we have given, and new saris for ladies.
Okay.
Because all ladies, they were coming to receive this material. And we have given them photographs, Swami photographs and Vibhuti, and even cell phones.
Cell phones, so that they can contact their
relatives.
They
can contact their relatives, mobile charging facility also we have provided to them, so that they can talk, and even we have ready to give our phones so that they can contact their...
What was happening was that, people were being evacuated at various points, but the relatives had no clue.
Yes, yes.
How to contact them. Nobody knew who's coming from which point. So what was happening was that there was total chaos at that time. There was a possibility that a person who has survived, he has come to a certain point, but his relative who is waiting for him at the other point has no idea that he's actually been saved.
Mm.
So it was a very sad situation, but unfortunately that's how it was. So, and also the people who were being evacuated, their mobile phones were also discharged because they were inside for so long.
Okay. Mm.
So even if they wanted to call their relatives, they could not call. So they were trying to do all these things. So we were trying to even give these mobile phone facility to those who had been evacuated so that they could call their relatives wherever they are.
Mm.
Because there was no system in place whereby people could be contacted otherwise.
So this was the first phase of the relief program.
The things is, interesting thing is that after just when we have completed this first part, people have started talking to us. Regularly we are getting phone calls because the person, these 100 families we have targeted in the first phase, Chandrapuri, which is the most affected. The area Chandrapuri, Patwari, Sunar, Gabni, Karnseel, these are the victims whose houses, whose properties were just washed up. And 6 more other families which we have covered who were the sufferers, just they have lost their young ones in that devastation. So next part, when we were given the photographs and our telephone numbers, even we have not reached to our place, just we were in Rudraprayag, people were again contacting us, sir, when we are coming to next thing. Because we have taken, because it was not possible, because we were only 7 to 8 persons.
Okay.
It was very, very difficult, sir, to control those crowds, because things are very difficult there in that area. Number one, because with the help of local guys, the local people which we have hired, because we thought that how to distribute these goods, otherwise the situation may become a worst, because there will be, you know, people are just not carrying anything, and whatever list, whatever things you are making, it's a huge chaos. Everybody wants to get, I should get, and they are not bothering for others. So with the help of these local boys and our efficiently managed, our Sevadal efficiently managed, and Swamiji helped us, and everybody, only few people which were not belonging to these areas who have joined us, we have asked them, okay, we will pray, you pray Swami, we will also pray Swami, that next visit definitely we will come again to your villages.
So the first phase was for 1 week. In the first week of July, right, sir?
July, yes, sir. It was on 9th and 10th. One more thing, sir, I want to tell here. Then this we have completed. And next day we had a meeting with this DM. And fortunately that local MLA was also also sitting there. And we met to DM, just wanted to know about this. Because they have nominated one person, that only through him you have to distribute these lists. So we have distributed, and just after distribution we have given the intimation to that nodal officer. And one more thing, because we wanted to know actual situation, to meet DM, and just whatever instruction was given by our organization, those things we wanted to brief them. So there what happens, that that local MLO, she was also sitting there, and when she saw that, okay, she also visited that lady. After our when we have visited one lady at Monkol who is in a very bad condition, she has lost her son, she is having some heart problems and many other multiple problems. Then that MLA also there, and she spoke in front of the DM that, okay, you have done a nice seva there, and actually I have also visited that, whatever goods, whatever things you have, items you have given, it is really, you, because nobody is seen, I have also gone there. So you also give your card to us. So that day we were asking that, sir, we are interested, our organization, this we are partly we are doing, but our main thrust is this Rudraprayag area. 260 houses are just washed up. So we requested that our organization has told us that we want to construct houses. So kindly provide us a land. So we had a meeting. So it is still not finalized by them. So this was the first seva which we have rendered in that area. That is which we have done second seva. That was the outcome of that, because we have distributed. And one more thing I wanted to add, sir. We have received 2-3 patients also.
Two, three
patients.
Oh,
just made us a phone call, and we have received at Dehradun, and we have admitted them in their local hospitals, and we are providing local all type of help. And still they are contacting us whenever they are facing this type of problems. They have, and people with whom we have worked, They are so happy that they told me on our phones that, sir, we want to join your organization. So this is the Swami miracle, really. Yes. And second page also we have started that.
Salam, dear listeners. So that was Dr. Kishori Lal, who briefed us about the first visit of the members of the Sai organization to the affected area, which was in the first week of July. So now let's listen to Mr. Tushar, who will be briefing us about the second visit of the members of the Sai organization, which was on the first week of August, to the affected area of the Uttarakhand disaster. Well, Mr. Tushar is a postgraduate in mathematics, working as a tourism professional in Uttarakhand. He is actively involved in carrying out the activities of trekking, rafting, mountaineering expeditions in the region. Presently, he is the zonal youth coordinator in Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, Uttarakhand. He is Swami's devotee from Rishikesh since the year 1985. So, let's now listen to Tushar, who will be telling us about the challenges that confronted them when they had gone to the second visit, when they had gone to the affected area in the first week of August, and also how the seva played out, and also about the guiding force behind the entire team's effort. So let's listen to Tushar.
My most loving Sairam to all of you. In our second phase of relief work, we covered those areas which were indirectly affected from flood.
Now there must be more planning in the second phase.
That's right. That's
so
right.
When it started, the date you can mention?
Yeah, it was 2nd of August. And at this time we planned for nearby areas of our first visit, as supply line for those areas was badly affected. So this time we planned for tarpaulin and food packets, which were bigger in size.
Okay.
There was a problem of leakage in some of the houses, and tarpaulin was the one of the instant solution for them. Then a day before starting, there was a weather forecast of heavy rainfall. Even there was a high alert again. We were discouraged by everyone who ever heard about the program. Again, we felt Swami's grace, Swami's presence. Weather was fantastic, and we reached safely to our destination in time, along with our truck, which was carrying goods. No sooner did we reach there, it started raining till next morning. But we were safe in our first guest house, where we stayed. By 10 o'clock, the rain stopped, and we started to the point which was decided for distribution work. The road condition was very poor. It was very slushy. But again, a few kilometers ahead, there was a landslide.
Okay.
A JCB was called, but it could take even a whole day. Then we started praying Swami wholeheartedly. Then we phoned Dr. Negi. Dr. Negi is the main, he'd been a great help for these relief works in that area. And he was waiting with the villagers at the distribution point, which were decided. We asked him if he could arrange some truck, as we were waiting at the other side of the landslide. So then he arranged a small truck after some time, but it was insufficient to carry the things. So it took another couple of hours. Then the number of cabs were arranged for the villagers, and they were brought there by cabs and received the things. Then they returned back in those cabs, which were arranged by us. So it was a great experience. But I mean to say, at one time it was looking impossible to finish the task, but by the divine grace, it was done so smoothly by Swami's presence, Swami's grace. And we all thanked Swami for this help, which was really awesome.
So in second phase, what all was distributed? Anything more than what was done?
There were food packets and tarpaulin. Actually, those areas was not directly affected by the floods.
Okay.
But just because of the poor supply line, so we decided to distribute these kind of items for them.
Can you share some touching incidents that you came across?
Yeah, in our first visit, there was a lady who lost her husband, and she was having some heart problem. Then when we just give her some things, which some food packet and other things, blankets and sari, she was literally crying. Mm. And it was so touching by seeing her tears flowing out of her eyes. And it was really very touchy.
The challenges that you faced, can you share some things?
There was so many of challenges we faced. Actually, the road conditions were very bad.
Yes. Was it raining even then?
Yeah, it was raining. Oh. Actually, it was a weather forecast by the weather department that for a heavy rainfall. Mm. And in the midnight, we all got up, and just because of there was a fabricated roof, and it, you know, there was heavy rain outside, and we all got panic.
Mm.
But in the morning, everything has done so smoothly.
Okay.
The weather condition was very fine, very fantastic. It was very sweaty. We just made it, you know, so smoothly and so effortlessly, but just by the divine presence of Swami.
Mm. So the second phase was for how many days?
It took 3 days for us.
Uh-huh.
For this. At one time, we thought that it may take more time.
Mm.
But ultimately, by Swami's grace.
Saram, dear listeners, so that was Mr. Tushar, a member of the Sai organization, who briefed us about the second visit of the members of the Sai organization for the affected area in Uttarakhand. So this conversation I had recorded on 27th September of this year. So as of that day, the members of the Sai organization had gone to the affected area for relief activities thrice. And now let's listen to Colonel Yogendra, who will be briefing us about their third visit, which was on the 1st of September. So just to tell you about Colonel Yogendra, he is a science graduate who is commissioned from IAM Dehradun in the year 15th June, in the year 1975, 15th June. So he rendered service for 33 years in Nala Hills in Nagaland as Black Cat Commando Operation in Sri Lanka and Sikkim. Commanded 17th Sikkim Regiment in Sikkim, Nagaland and Dehradun for 4.5 years. He is the deputy commander of Session. He came in Swami's fold in the year 1986 and he retired from armed forces in the year 2007. Presently, he is the state coordinator of the Research Desai Seva organization for Techno Group in Uttarakhand. So, over now to Colonel Yogendra as he walks us through the challenging phases of this disaster management program, which proved to be a huge spiritual lesson for all involved.
The third phase was on 1st of September.
Uh-huh.
Again, Swami was there to help us. This was a heavy shower again.
Mm-hmm.
When we were to start. When we started, the rain stopped. And this time, the area which was left out in the first two phases, so we had identified it was closer to Guptakashi,
mm-hmm.
Kalimath area. We had identified 6 villages. And they were in a badly need of ration.
Mm. So now third phase was almost 2 months after the tragedy. So how were the affected peoples? What was the condition?
You see, that way the government were trying their level best to
other
send ration.
Other NGOs were also trying.
So we were keeping eye on what all items are needed by these people.
Mm.
And these areas which were left out by their planning or whatever was the reason. So we were able to go to that area.
Mm.
The need was because there was no electricity. The school going children were facing a lot of problem.
Mm.
The ration were not reaching. The medicines were not reaching. There was sickness. And since the area had so much of devastation, there were, you know, kind of flu going around. So basically these 6 villages near Guptakashi, again we had to take a detour via Mayali, which was almost 9 hours traveling time
mm-hmm.
from Rudraprayag, not mm-hmm. from Dehradun.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, we thought we'll be able to make it in 3 hours. But we kept driving. It was raining all throughout.
Okay.
It was not possible to move with that load on that road because it was not a proper road. It was a track maintained during these seasons in number of patches. Then finally, when we were closer to Guptkashi, we learned that there's a landslide taking place and we'll not be able to get across. It was midnight, 1 o'clock. Then we had to perforce stay in that village, just about 20 kilometers short of Guptkashi. And this road had to take time to get cleared. Morning at 5:30, we mobilized the JCB which was in that close by area.
Mm-hmm.
We got the road cleared and we moved up. We were 7 of them. And when we reached Guptkashi, luckily we managed to reach in time in the morning. All villagers, because it was not possible to go to each house.
Mm-hmm.
But those enlisted villagers were requested to come in. And then we distributed the items. It was so touchy that these ration and solar lights, tarpaulins, clothes, whatever we gave, they happily received.
Mm.
And then they were already with these two previous trips.
Yes.
They were convinced that the kind of behavior we had shown, it was not a, their help rushed.
Mm.
With no touch. We maintained the touch.
They knew that Sai organization is something unique.
By that time they had known that it is the Sai who is giving so much of love, affection. And we really mean that we were part of the family. And that's how, instead of going to other organization, they're asking us now again to come in, help. Because schools, buildings are damaged, the children are suffering. The cooking gas is not reaching. Electricity is not restored. And the amount of help they what the government is trying to send across, probably it is not being done. So that divine grace of Swami is there. And when we distributed, we could see the happiness, the tears in the eyes. And they are actually not demanding, but we are knowing that what they need.
Mm.
Basically the shelter.
Yes.
Like the prefabricated huts which our organization has planned for them. We have tried to collect certain datas, details from these people. And we are trying to ask that if you give us the clear land which belongs to them, which should not be again affected by such heavy rains
yes.
And they should not lose this house again.
Mm.
So these are the kind, like we are asking the list of certain marriageable girls who have lost their kith and kin and now their marriages to be performed. The children who are not having any guardians.
Mm.
So we have told them, I said, okay, we can send to Swamiji's school at Rishikesh.
Mm.
In case they can make up. And so these people are now mentally prepared and they are convinced that now the Sai word is there.
Yes.
In Kedar Ghati, the Kedar Valley, Kedar Nath area, which is the most affected area.
Salam, dear listeners. So that was Colonel Yogendra from Uttarakhand who briefed us about the relief activity by the members of the Sai organization when they had gone for the third time in the first week of September. Well, dear listeners, the time right now in our studio is 10 minutes past 12 and it's a fine afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. Just for the benefit of listeners who have tuned in late, let me tell you that this is the segment Service Love in Action and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and highlight of today's segment is the wonderful relief and rehabilitation activities done by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization during the Uttarakhand tragedy which happened in the month of June this year. So the clips of the audio that I am playing today are recorded on 27th of September this year with the members of the SAI organization who were involved in the relief activity for the Uttarakhand tragedy. So as of that day, that is 27 September, when I had recorded this conversation, the members of the organization had gone to the affected area thrice. Now, the relief activity for the victims there were done by many other governmental and non-governmental organizations also. Now, how is the relief activity done by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization different from others and more effective from other organizations? So let's listen to Mr. Rajiv Chopra, the state president of Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand, answering this question.
See, brother, one of the reasons that I think our Seva was more effective than most other organizations is that we have got samitis into some of these forward areas. And we had our own devotee brothers who were guiding us constantly as to what we should be doing. So we were not hitting in the dark with anything that was available, and we were supplying the stuff which was required, actually required, at a time and to people who were actually needy. So that made the whole thing much more effective. And in fact, one thing I'll share, that after this seva has taken place, there have been places where local people have, like Brother Kishori Lal said, they want to now become part of Swami's organization.
Yes, that's right.
In fact, one of the devotees there who has lost his house also in this flood, he has now started moving around with all these people who are staying nearby. And he has put in a request that now, since things are slowly normalizing, we could even at some later stage plan a samiti in that area where we have done the seva. So basically, I think it's all, this is a response to the love and to the sensitivity with which this seva has been performed. And also, every time we get a call, we try and respond as soon as possible. And now, as the roads are getting better, I think our seva will be more frequent. Because that is something that we need to do before the winter really sets in. We need to provide whatever little support we can give. One of the things which was also unique to the SAI organization relief was that in the first movement itself, we moved in with tents. So there were these tents which were supplied by a devotee. And we took these tents to places where, you know, the small families were there, sometimes also where animals were standing stranded and they could not stand the rain. Then in schools, where the school had been washed out, we give these bigger tents where children could come together. And these were things which probably no one thought of, because we have not seen these kind of supports coming from any other organization. Mostly it's been food.
So after Mr. Rajiv Chopra, let's listen to Colonel Yogendra sharing with us some more touching incidents and experiences that they experienced during the seva.
1 week back, I got a call from an ex-serviceman. This chap lost two of his children in this flood. His one daughter and one son. Now, with the kind of touch, he got so much of confidence, then he rang up and he said, "Sir, my son who is to do engineering, now I have left with no money, losing these two children, what do I do?" So our contact man, the Dr. Negi, who is there. So we are moving through him, getting things counter-checked. So we found that this Kumar Singh Rawat, ex-serviceman, he is really now in the need of, you know, helping his son to get admission into some engineering college. So like, we are trying to reach out to such individual families who are really in the need of such kind of help. So this is because of our distribution of Vibhuti and our Swami's message through the help, whatever has reached. It is taking a lot of confidence building measure.
Well, the winter season is fast approaching, and the areas in Uttarakhand are all hilly regions, and the winter is very chilly there. So what are the steps and measures and plans by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the winter season for the victims of the Uttarakhand tragedy? Mr. Raju Chopra says,
see, like we said that actually what is required there is some kind of a permanent structure.
Mm.
But I think the government is taking its own procedures to ensure that that where these things have to come up. Because what we had offered to the government was not that we just want to build. We had specifically told them that we want to build in an area which is not so prone to floods in the future.
Mm.
Also, like the Sai organization and the Central Trust have done in Odisha, we were looking at some kind of a cluster housing kind of a thing.
Mm.
But unfortunately, in the mountains, it is not so easy because the houses are built on the hillside, which is in like a step formation. So we have given them a proposal. We have even told the government that in case they want to see a sample, we can do that. But I think because of the enormity of destruction that has taken place, they are still trying to make out a concrete plan. But I personally don't feel that this will be possible this winters.
Okay.
So what we are trying to provide is whatever temporary relief we can give. And we are trying to find out innovative ways in which we can provide warmth by using material and by using
sleeping
type
bags
of clothing, which will be light as well as still very effective in this temperature. So there are a lot of ideas, a lot of inputs which we are getting from Sai devotees all over the world, who are giving us, showing us how we can do this without actually, if the house is not ready, but still we can give them support, which can be done without much investment of funds also. So see, the thing is that the Sai organization, one, is so widely spread, and also the kind of love that devotees have received from Swami, they are so sensitive that everybody is coming forward to do whatever they can.
Yes, yes.
And that is why we feel that very soon we'll be able to come to a position where we'll be, in spite of not providing them what we would like to provide in terms of Swami's grace for a shelter on their home, on their head, but what we are trying to do is also give them whatever little is possible to make their life little more comfortable.
Yes.
And of course food is very important, but then equally important is that they must have something to cover themselves up when the temperature falls. So hopefully in our next visit to these places, we would go with these kind of things and we would be able to provide something extra over what we have done so far.
So when you are planning, sir, next visit?
Anytime, I think within a week's time now.
Okay.
The next, because we were here for this Parthi Yatra. And of course, the work is still carrying on. This work is not stopping.
Yes, yes.
But as soon as we go back, we would have things in place and our Seva Dal will move in. The Seva Dal who has gone there, brother, is something which you must understand is that when they move from their base camp, there is a lot of uncertainty of what they're going to go in for.
Yes, correct.
Because we don't know how, what kind of roads are going to be there. We don't know what is going to be the weather. And we don't know how deep we have to go.
Yes.
Because the kind of calamity that has taken place, even what little roads have been made, they are still very temporary. And they can break down any time under the load of the vehicle.
Okay.
So it's a huge risk that is being taken. And sometimes because of that, the Seva Dal has to walk lots of kilometers to get into that. And we have, over the period of time, I think we have come to understand that all this is happening only because Swami is with us. Otherwise, the kind of uncertainty that we are doing the Seva with, it is not humanly possible to do. And Swami shows us in every step that if we are doing it with the love that He wants us to do it with, we cannot fail, we cannot go wrong. And I think with every visit to this forward area, our Seva Dal is getting more and more confident that we just have to do what we can, and rest Swami is going to take care.
Then Dr. Kishori Lal adds for what they are going to do during winter.
Winter is approaching very fast, and what we want to do is extra that solar water heaters
Okay.
And solar cookers, actually, earlier, because due to rainy seasons, we are not getting proper sun. Mm. So now, because as soon as this stops, so we can, because we have already distributed solar cookers, which are very good for cooking food items for 6 or 7 families. We have distributed this type of solar cookers in these areas. So these solar cookers can be taken, and solar water heater, clothing, as our state president has also mentioned, that clothing and other things, very warm. This thing, we have already making survey just because we have come for this Prati Yatra, and meanwhile our Sevadal is also working on that areas by identifying the real need. So these are the items which after going from here we will definitely, because there are other this 6 or 7 villages we have just covered in this Kalimat area, which is okay. The most affected part in the Kedar Beli. 6 or 7, and the next 6-7 villages still we have to cover. We have to provide them lights. We have to provide other food items, because we, other people are also claiming that they are also giving solar lights. But solar light they are giving for, suppose, for one lantern for one family. But if we will get 2 or 3, so that will be because they can put in where their kettles are there. Mm. Because a lot of things, and in the night, there will be a lot of problems. So they are mainly afraid of, because all this thing, in the dark, there will be a problem for the kettles, there may be a problem for humans. So if we are providing, at least, because I don't know, because whatever we have selected the area, we have identified that they have not received any light or any this type of.
So Dr. Kishore Lal told us the use of the solar technology for the victims. Now, the state president, Mr. Raju Chopra, tells the specialty of the solar lanterns which was given to these victims.
The solar lanterns which we are supplying, the special thing about them is, one, that they charge even in cloudy weather.
Okay.
And two, they can even charge their mobile phones through this.
Is it?
Mm. So that is a big help for them.
Okay. They are liking it very much, sir. Their demands, even they are saying, no, we want this type of lights. So again, left out is, I think, how much? 450, I think.
There are 600 families still left in that area, Kalimat region. Mm. And we have covered 430 families, and 614 is the number which have
left. Which will be covered now in this next phase. This whole activity actually has been coordinated between the SAI organization, the SAI trust, and the SAI school. And everybody has worked in sync. Mm. And I think we all have to thank Swami that the love that he has showered on us. We will all, because we are working with love and affection, everything is working out beautifully. Mm-hmm. And very soon, I think we will be able to provide the relief to all the people that are reachable so far.
So, dear listeners, this conversation I had recorded on 27th of September this year with the members of the SAI organization who had gone to the affected area for the relief activities. Now, why does such natural calamities occur? What is the role of humans, us? Let's listen to an excerpt from the recorded telephonic conversation with the All India President of the Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization, Mr. V. Srinivasan, which was recorded on 8th of July this year.
Bhagwan had digressed extensively on man's harmony with nature. He had said that if man continues to contradict the dictums of harmony with nature, if he abuses nature, if he goes entirely on his selfish interests, nature will retaliate on man. All over the world, the kind of floods this year, as you know, the Danube had the highest floods ever in Europe. And you see so many places, fires, forest fires, all these because man is living in disharmony with nature. And if you are going to always be driven only by your selfish interests, if you have no thought for preservation of the ecology and the diversity of life, then you are going to pay a price. not only in future generations. You are going to pay a price in this generation. Yes, you can see this. So violators are going to experience it right now, apart from the terrible legacy which they will leave for their children. So Bhagwan had stressed repeatedly that do not look only at the material side of development. Development has to be holistic. It cannot be only on material development. It requires social development. It requires spiritual development. Compassion, love, service. These are the factors that you have to do rather than only look at how do we create more wealth. And that wealth is not uniformly shared. It has been going to the benefit of just a few people. And unfortunately, even the wealth which percolates down to the common people, they are being educated and wrongly oriented to acquire more desires and purchase things which they do not need, rather than pay attention to the preservation of their values and lifestyle which they had before. Well, I thought this is something we, as Sai devotees, should pay attention. And each one of us should look at how do we limit our desires. Because that is the beginning. You cannot talk only about others. You have to make a beginning yourself. And the Sai organization now says that we transform lives by first transforming ourselves. If you do not transform yourself, the world will never transform. So I think this is a thought we have to keep actively before our eyes, particularly as we are devotees of Bhagwan. And this is a point which he repeatedly emphasized. Don't go on looking at only one-sided development.
So, dear listeners, you just heard the All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, Mr. V. Srinivasan, remind us of Baba's, of Swami's expectations of us in preventing future such natural disasters. In fact, he said what Bhagwan said, that Swami said that humanity continues to contradict the dictum of harmony with nature. We abuse nature, and if continued to be driven entirely by our selfish interest, then nature will retaliate. So, dear listeners, in this segment of Service, Love in Action, today I had played for you conversation with the members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of Uttarakhand and Uttaranchal about the service that they are doing for the relief and rehabilitation program for the victims of the Uttarakhand tragedy which happened in the month of June. So please send us your feedback on this program for this today's segment. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. Well, the time being 12:30 right now, it's time for me to sign off, and placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet, I sign off. And in a while from now, Prem and Arvind will be joining with you for today's afternoon satsang. Jai Sai Ram.
Jaya Rama. Chandra Shri
Chandra Shri Ram.